naive kid kind of geezers, larging it in the area, bigging it up. And we ain't got any propeller heads, and as you probably know, we've got this little thing going, whereas if you haven't got the CD or vinyl, whatever you kids want these days, if we ain't got it, you win something, like a CD. But, unfortunately, we didn't take the geezer's phone number, so if you want to give us a ring back, AD, Black Knight, tell us your phone number or your address, whatever you want, and we'll slip something in the post to you, or maybe give you a... sort something out for you anyway. Anyway, competition time, before I start waffling away too much. Telephone number 01332-361-068. 361-068. Who is this person? If you can describe the person correctly, then we've got CDs to give to you. Get on the phone. Derby 361-068. Right, here we go. Number one. This person is a psycho babe from hell. Ooh, could be one of many. Let's try and hone it down a little bit, shall we? Number two. When she's with a boyfriend, they look like Tick and Tock. Remember the 80s duo? Lots of makeup, kind of gothic in a kind of camp way. There's a phone. Number three. She lives in Bates's Motel. Ooh, somebody else lives there, don't they? Who was that? Ooh, dear. Oh, Johnny. Oh, I don't know. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? Somebody's won. Last one was, you know, I'll try and mention it anyway. She spends all her money on candles and little wood. What's a little wood for? I don't know. Does she light fires? She's a bit of a goth type anyway. And she's a twisted fire starter, apparently. Who's won the competition? Oh, it's Prue. Oh, you've won CDs. I don't know what you've won, but we'll get something out to you. Oh, God, if only I'd have known, right? Last week I played a bit of Gary Numan for you, because everybody knows that you've got Gary Numan pictures all over your walls, drawling over him. There he is, flying along in his aeroplane. Ooh. In cars. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Bod up. Oh, no, it's ringing again. Ring, ring, ring. They're going now anyway, aren't they? Well, we'd like to dedicate this next one before we get another competition on the go. This goes out to the winner's young man, Prue and Winnie. The track is called Motorbike, because I know you like young bikers, don't you? Hey, Winnie? Yeah? Young men, leather jackets, leather trousers, tightly fitting, straddled over a throbbing 900cc motorcycle. Ooh! Hawtrey, have you been on Carry On Films again? Anyway, cheap on drugs, motorbike. Winnie, you are a winner!
Too cool.
Yeah.
Too cool. Hold on.
thesis. We take a trip.
Too cool. Sheep on Drugs, Motorbike, going out to the Tamworth Massive.
Right there, Winnie, how you doing? Are you having a cup of tea at the moment, or have you gone to bed while your young lady's pottering around? I don't know. Anyway, we've had a few requests, and like this one's to Young Prue. What's her name again, Tig? What's her real name? It's
This one's for Amanda Faulkner.
Oh, yeah, it's for Amanda Faulkner. How you doing, Mandy? Oh, that Norwich, he's going to get a right good kick in. Oh! Yeah, I can imagine what you're saying right now. Hey, 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 you'll be sitting there with Autry, hey, hey, got a laugh, ain't ya? Hey, anyway, I hear you want a bit of discharge, oh, excuse the pun, won't you? This one goes out to the Tamworth Massive, it's discharge, punk as you like, never again, large in it, big it up for the kids. There you go. That were punking it up a little bit, weren't it, eh? Well, Prue, I'm sure you liked that, didn't you? And we don't mean to be having a laugh with you. We're only pulling your leg. We don't mean it in all seriousness, don't you know? Well, you gotta laugh, ain't you, eh? I say, if you can't laugh, eh, what can you do, eh? Eh? You can't laugh, eh? Oh, dear. Oh, I don't know. What is going on? Well, if I'd have known you gothic children were listening, then, well, I'd have brought a little bit more stuff in for you, wouldn't I? But, you know, we'll have to make do with what we can. Hang on, I've got a message coming in through my headphones. Let me, hang on, let me pass you over to my assistant.
You still listening, you trench coat mafia woman?
Have you been down in the trenches again, eh? Oh, I know what you're like. I've heard all about you. Give us a ring. We're on Derby 361068. This is for you. Oh, that'll be you. Let me put a record on and go and have a little chat to our friend. We might even get her on the air. Gavin Friday, nice young Irish man. Friend of Boner from you two. Boner! Gavin Friday, you spin virgin prunes. Large in it. Competition time once again. Keep the phone calls coming. We're large in it. So is this person who I'm about to describe. Give us a ring. We're on Derby 361068. Right, who am I describing then? We've got a CD or two. Ooh, you never know. Me little friend Joe from Sony said she was going to drop us a few CDs around tomorrow. So, you know, I'll take all your names and addresses and get bunging a load of stuff in the post to you, because we've had a load already. Anyway, number one. She wanders around bedrooms, somewhat lacking in clothes. Oh, oh. How do you do it? There's a phone gone already. Number two. She claims to be a computer whiz kid. Three. She likes handcuffs and prawns. Number four. She doesn't like to laugh because she appears to be a little uptight. Oh, all the same, that's what I say, all the same. Once a haul, always a haul, because we've got a winner, so I can say who it was. And finally, she reckons she'll have a Ferrari soon. Who is it? It is the Ferrari Kid.
And the winner is Rebecca Hall.
The Mango Lady.
The Mango Lady. Mother of Wild Katie. The Beast Child. Check her head. She's got 666 indented just behind her ear. She comes round, drinks tango, goes absolutely bonkers. And then, what does she do? But she starts laughing. But there you go. With a mother like that, I blame the parents. You've got to, haven't you? Oh, dear. I imagine if my mother had had bright orange hair, looked like a mango, was kind of orange, presented holiday programs and all that kind of business, I'd turn out absolutely loopy as well. Huh? Goes without saying, doesn't it? Anyway, does anyone remember Edward Byrne? Ooh, those were the days, weren't they? Cookie, cookie, lend me your comb. I'm sure you remember it, actually, Chalmers, don't you? From your youth. What are you coming up to now? Is it your 52nd birthday, isn't it? And, you know, this one goes out especially to you as our competition winner. Once again, cookie, cookie, lend me your comb, won't you?
Have some wheels. We'll went along and talk about some cuckoo deals.
But cookie, cookie, lend me your comb. Cookie, cookie.
Now you're on my wavelength, and I'm reading you just fine. Don't cut out of here till we get on cloud nine.
But cookie, cookie.
I've got smog in my noggin. Ever since you made the scene.
Bloody utmost.
Dad, I'm the saddest, like I'm green.
The very utmost. Cookie, lend me your comb. Cookie, cookie.
Man, I got my burners lighted, and my flaps are gonna bend. You're gonna send me to that planet called, you know it, baby, the end. If you ever cut out, then I'd be a stray cat. Cause when I'm flying solo, nowhere's where I'm at.
Cookie, cookie, lend me your comb. Cookie, cookie.
What's with this comb paper, baby? Why do you want to latch onto my comb?
I just want you to stop combing your hair and kiss me. You're the maximum, utmost.
Well, I'm beamed in on Dreamsville and I'm moving right now. Cause that's the kind of scene that I dig. Baby, you're the ginchiest.
Well, there you go. Cookie, cookie, lend me a comb. Anybody out there remember that? I'm sure there's a few of you. Nico, Chalmers. And a whole lot more besides. Terry, I bet you can remember it, can't you? Do you have a comb, though? That's the thing. Paul. Winnie, hey, my man, hey, large in it, the Tamworth, massive. Oh, yeah, your brother, he knows that geezer who got married, doesn't he, eh? Yeah, freak show on the other radio. We're going to try and sort some marriage like that on this radio show. So if there's anyone out there, right, who fancies getting married, we'll do it all live and direct on the air. Just give us a ring. We're on 361068. Maybe you know some people you'd like to see paired up who maybe haven't met each other already, and we can do some equally farcical wanton abandonment of, you know, that kind of thing. You know, like people take marriage vows and just get all this publicity and, like, you know, the bloke, he didn't do too bad out of it, did he? But how about a goth wedding, eh? Young man in a wedding dress wouldn't be the first time, would it? Anyway, what are you doing up at this time of night? You know, you've got to work tomorrow. You've got to go prancing up some scaffolding. I know what you do. You'll be prancing away, mincing to the top of some old building, won't you? Hey? And what's the time? It's gone 1 o'clock. You're going to be knackered. You'll be falling off that scaffolding. Don't come crying to us. May Street boys won't help you.
Stop drinking Prue's beer.
Yeah, stop drinking Prue's beer, because, like, you know, she'll come after you in the shower. You'll be standing there. Yeah, you won't have any. Oh. Threats coming through on the airwaves about teeth and the lack of them by the end of the week. Who's she talking to? Oh, well, you have to laugh, don't you? Anyway, Winnie, the working man hero. And the band is called 59 Times the Pain, which is probably what I'll be receiving when I see young Prue next. Oh, well, ho-hum, such is life. 59 Times the Pain.
That was
Scarfo and a cover of an old Mob song, Shuffling Souls. Ha ha! Well, the phone calls have been coming in. We've had Queen Jane phoning in. We'd like to give a dedication to all those in the Victoria pub. Anyone still listening out there? We're just winding down now. We've got a last few songs to play. It's next one coming up is 77 Sunset Strip. All my words are getting a little bit fumbled. But got any last requests for us? We've had, in response to our little anecdote about the wedding. Oh, yes. Not very funny, but there you go. Nico, sad old lady that she is, thinks it'd be rather funny for me to be paired up with our very own mango goddess, Judith Chalmers. What a sharp-edged wit you have, eh? You should be careful not to cut yourself. Paper cuts. I think they're the worst, but there you go. We all have our problems, don't we? And obviously Nico's got more than the rest of us. Anyway, 77 Sunset Strip. Just for you, Nico. Your era, not mine. To that time of night, just leading up to 1 o'clock. Anybody wants to go down to Union One? There's still a bit of DJ punk rock going on for the evening. It's going on till 2 o'clock. Just brought out his Chicken Eye album. You might like to check out the last hour. He's larging it, bigging it up. So all the massives, get yourself down there. We've got a little bit of Anti-Sex, and it will soon be time for a good night from the May Street Boys.
And I've been waiting to play this all night. It's for Simp.
And here it is, Anti-Sex, at last. He's been going on and on and on, and here it is. Punk as you like.
Terrible fire.
is Anti-Sex, and it's the end of the May Street Boys for 1 week. We're going to be back here again next Thursday. Tune in. You can listen to DJ Norwich live and direct in the area, and Bad Boy Tigger. Anyway, if you tune in tomorrow, we've got Mark Mason in the morning. We've got Radio Virgin right through the night till 7 o'clock. But if you tune in to Mark Mason tomorrow morning, you'll be having an exclusive interview with Boy Band. Yes, that sounds good to me, doesn't it? Anyway, tuning out, D-Tune, Timothy Leary, all that kind of thing. Thanks to everyone who's phoned in, Winnie, Chalmers, the whole lot. We've got Gavin Friday just to fade us out, and then we're switching over right to Virgin through the night till 7 in the morning. Thanks very much. Talk to you next week. Gavin Friday.
The UK's 12:15 AM.
I think it's great that you listen.
Virgin.